Let's go straight from the Swans to the Eagles. And the man that Glenn Jakovich and I thought just deserved best on ground honours, let's find out what he's got to say about tonight's game.
Here with Elliot Yeo. Elliot, from a team perspective, you managed to kick away a bit in that last quarter. What worked well for the team?
Oh, I think our pressure and intent in the end. Last week, Simo put a bit of pressure on us in terms of our intent, and to be quite honest, to finish off how we did was really well.
And your own personal game, you've had an amazing start to the season. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling not too bad. Quite sore now, obviously, off that 5-day break, but the 10-day break will do us well, and I'm certainly going to recharge the batteries after that.
Throw upstairs with Mark Readings, Carl Langdon, Glenn Jakovich and Luke McFarlane.
Elliot, Luke McFarlane here. Congratulations on the win and your performance tonight. Was there much said about the 5-day break during the week?
Thanks, Lukey. There wasn't too much at all. It was just sort of get on with it, to be quite honest. We reviewed the game that night that we played Richmond, and then we had the Sunday off, and then a quick little meeting on Monday, and after that we were straight into Sydney. So, and it was all about recovery mode. So there was no talk really about the 5-day break and no excuses really. So it was great to get the win.
Elliot, Glenn Jakovich, well done on the win tonight and your form so far this year. You copped a bit of criticism last year. By your standards, probably dropped from the year before. What did you do over the pre-season to take that criticism aboard and do something about it? Because your first four rounds have been pretty impressive.
Thanks, Jacko. I pushed myself a fair bit in pre-season. I knew that something had to change in terms of my... how I go about, my routine and everything like that. I've worked closely with all the coaches and Adrian Hickmont, and we've come up with something that it's quite comfortable to me, and I'm glad it's coming off.
Well, you look like you took Jeremy McGovern's position down back tonight. You were the intercept player and the plus one. Jeremy went forward. Will we see more of that this year, Jeremy McGovern going in the forward line?
Oh, I'm not too sure. I'm not the coach, so
yeah, but you'll
have to ask Simo that. But I don't mind going up forward. And he was up forward a little bit today, and he came down back as well. But he's got such great hands, and to see him juking a couple up forward as well and kicking a couple goals is great.
Elliot, Mark Readings here. Just a little stat for you. Luke Shuey, your good mate, ninth man to start a season with 430 disposal games, the second West Coast Eagles player after Andrew Gaff in 2016 to do that. You shared the honours as BOG tonight. Did you think you might have had him covered, though? Let's be honest.
Oh, look, I'm not too sure about that. Luke played a great game, and to kick that goal in I think it was 50 out in that pocket. He had an ultimate game, and that was a crucial moment for us, and he stood up very well today.
Yowie, you're going to get a lot of credits. You're three from your first four. You've got a trip in 10 days' time. You play Hawthorn at the MCG. So been a fair bit of criticism about flat track bullies and you can't play the wide grounds. And the drums are beating loud now. What is the player group and I guess the match committee doing to address this situation for you to overcome this hurdle that faces you every time you go to the MCG or be it a foreign ground away from Domain Stadium?
Yeah, we certainly... at training, we train to the MCG size as much as we can. Obviously, it's quite hard in terms of the width of Domain. So we set it up crosswise and we open the ground up that way. So hopefully that keeps working for us and we can soon flick the switch and get it going on the MCG. So we're definitely not going to be taking Hawthorn lightly, even though they haven't had the greatest start, but they've still got some quality players in their team, and it's certainly going to be an interesting game.
Elliot, you mentioned 10-day break. Coach giving the boys just a couple off, or is the program maybe relax just for a few days just to get yourself back up on your feet?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think we've got a couple of days off now, so I think a couple of the boys are heading down south and just going to refresh and get the body right, but also mentally recharge as well.
Anyone going to the Gold Coast?
Sorry, what was that?
Anyone going to the Gold Coast?
Oh, I think that's a bit of a stretch, that's for sure.
Anyone asked?
Sorry?
Anyone asked?
Oh, I wouldn't know. I don't know. It's all behind closed doors, but yeah, I seriously doubt that anyone would be doing that type of stuff.
Let's bring it back to footy, Jacko. Elliot, we marvel at West Coast's aerial power, particularly in defence. You all do tend to try and mark the ball rather than spoil. How do you work out your chemistry back there with Barras and when McGovern's back there and yourself all looking to take an intercept mark?
Yeah, we rely up the ground in terms of the mids and the forwards putting pressure on, but we're also It also comes down to trusting your teammates, and there's a lot of communication out there, and a lot of the boys have got each other's back. So, you know, sometimes it's TB's turn or Gov's turn or my turn to fly, and we're certainly pretty vocal about going up and having to jump about it. Then we've all got each other's back, so it's all about that trust.
Elliot, congratulations on tonight. 3 wins from 4 matches. Obviously, you've got that little break coming up in the Hawks at the MCG. It's going pretty much according to plan so far this season. Thanks for being part of 6PR Football tonight.
No worries. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Elliot Yeo, who he's been very, very good in the start of the 2017 campaign. Let's jump straight back to the phone.